with excerpts from Psalm 102. In this psalm, the writer is really feeling his humanity, his frailty. And it's almost overwhelming him. But he wrestles his focus back to his God, who is not temporal and cannot be brought low or destroyed. I'll read the normal font, and I'd like for you to read the underlined parts. And I'll give a little bit of time for absorption after each reading. Verses 11 and 12. My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you,
O
He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. O my God, I say, take me not away in the midst of my days, you whose years endure throughout all generations. Of old,
you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure.
Now to Isaiah 51. This is one of Isaiah's hopeful messages, where he reminds Israel that in spite of their countless failures, God's salvation and righteousness will stand firm forever, available to all who call on him. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look to the earth beneath, for the heavens vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner.
But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed.
Listen to me, you who know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear not the reproach of man, nor be dismayed at their revilings.
For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation to all generations.
And finally from Haggai. For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land.
And I will shake all nations, so that the treasures of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts.
Amen. Let's sing number 110. Just want to point out a few highlights from this. Notice second stanza. Upheld by thy commands, the world securely stands, and skies and stars obey thy word. Thy throne was fixed on high. Before the starry sky, eternal is thy kingdom, Lord. Eternal is thy kingdom, Lord.
Join me in standing.
The Lord, Jehovah reigns, and glorious faith reigns, His hand will fall.
You probably recognized that several of these passages that we just read are quoted in Hebrews. I'd like to zero in on one of those here in closing. In the first phrase, the writer is referring to the giving of the law on Mount Sinai. About that dramatic time, he says, "At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised. Yet once This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of things that are shaken, that is, things that have been made, in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. I invite you to think about the things in your life that have been shaken in the past or maybe are being shaken currently. The writer is reminding us that this shaking that makes us feel like our lives are just completely unraveling, this shaking is designed to bring into clear focus what cannot be shaken, and to draw us into reverence and worship of our unchanging God. Rich Mullins, referring to a faith crisis that he had come through, said it well. "I can feel the warmth of of morning on my face, though the storm had tossed me till I thought I'd nearly lost my way. And now the night is fading and the storm is past. And everything that could be shaken was shaken. And all that remains is all I ever really had." I invite you to join me in kneeling forward, and if it feels comfortable to you, raise your hands as we pray. Your throne, O God, stands eternal. You alone cannot be shaken. Even this cosmos that you created that has been operating by your upholding power for millennia, even that will wear out and be disposed. But you remain the same. Your years will never end. And we look to you today to bring into clear focus that unchanging nature of you and the comfort that's there in our changing and chaotic lives. In the name of our eternal Savior, amen.